Now Jude tells us something, and there's only one chapter in the book of Jude, and it says in the 11th verse, woe unto them. Barry, you got to explain what the word woe means. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. The way of Cain was not believing God's word in the way he was to be worshipped. I'll tell you that again. The way of Cain was not believing God's word in the way he was to be worshipped. I'll tell you that again. Woe unto them that have gone the way of Cain. Those were the ones, or Cain is the one and his followers. Woe be unto them. And what does that word woe mean, Barry?
Whatever you see woe in the Bible, it means extreme sorrow, grief. It's what you say when you're judged.
Extreme sorrow and grief is coming upon those that have gone in the ways of Cain. Amen. They have religion, but it's not according to God's word in the way that God's word states the way that he should be worshipped. Now, how should the Lord be worshipped? Jesus tells us very plainly in the book of John. And he says, here are three things that you have to do. There's only three things that you've got to know in worshiping God. The first thing is, God is a spirit. God is a spirit. And it says in John 4:24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him, it says, must worship him in spirit and in truth. Underline that word must. Jesus said there is that which you must do, and that is worshiping him in spirit and in truth. But woe be unto them that have gone the way of Cain. Sorrow, and what else, Barry?
Grief, it's judgment.
Judgment is coming upon them that are followers of the Cain worship. We don't have to do it the way God's word says it should be done. And the Lord said to Cain, if you do what's right, how many know the Lord's not looking to keep anything from anybody? But God simply states in his word, there are certain things you must do. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. How many saw Ted Koppel's program last night at 11:30 about the universe? And they say the more they're finding out, the less they really know. But they said they're going to find it. They said give them another 5 to 10 years. And they're definitely going to find the formula, because they said they are finding out there is an unseen force. And mathematically, they are going to find out what that unseen force is that is governing all these atoms and all these planets. And they said there's billions and trillions of planets, and they are going to get the formula. It may take 5 to 10 more years, they said. But we're going to find out what the unseen force is behind this universe. They said we see the atoms, we see all of this bombardment and things that are taking place with telescopes. But we got to get the formula of the unseen force. I found the formula. My formula says that God is a spirit. Amen. And people are looking for the formula to worship the Lord. There is some that say, well, we're going to find it eventually. No, the Lord already tell you. He says that they worship him must. Worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, the spirit has to do with the wind. You can't see the wind, but you feel the effect of the wind. That's what the Lord told Nicodemus. He says, Nicodemus, you're behind times. He said, you're a wise man, you're a ruler. But if you don't understand things in the natural, he said, you will never understand things in the spirit realm. Nicodemus says, how can these things be? Read it for us in John 3 and 8, Kevin. Let's see what's happening here with Nicodemus and Jesus.
Just as you can hear the wind.
Just as you can hear the wind. Go ahead.
But you cannot tell where it comes from.
Oh, wait a minute now. What was it that Elijah heard? He said, I hear it's raining. He didn't say, I see it raining. He said, I hear it. How many know before you see it, you got to hear it?
Amen.
What travels, sound travels what, Barry?
Pretty slow, like a couple hundred feet a minute, a second. Like 1,200 feet a second is what it is.
What does light travel at?
186,000 miles a second.
My God. So light travels what?
186,000 miles a second.
Jesus said he is the light of the world. In the twinkling of an eye, all you got to say is Jesus and he's there. I said, all you've got to say is Jesus and he's there. He says, I am that light. I am the light of the world. And all you have to do is call out, Jesus. So what did the Lord say about the wind, Kevin?
Just as you can hear the wind.
As you can hear it. Did Elijah hear the sound of the abundance of rain?
Yes, he did.
He didn't say, I see it. He says, I feel it. I feel it. You don't see the wind, but you feel the wind. And he said, I feel it in my spirit. That something is going to take place. I don't have to see it with my eye. I feel it in my spirit, man.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The wind is what, Kevin?
It says, just as you can hear the wind, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it will go next, so it is with the Spirit. We do not know on whom he will next bestow this life from heaven. What do you mean? Nicodemus asked. Jesus replied, you, a respected Jewish teacher, and yet you don't understand these things.
You're just trying to find out the formula. Said, 5 to 10 years, we're going to get it. We're going to find out what this unseen force is. You see, the Lord told Nicodemus. He said in the 7th verse, marvel not, in John 3 and 7, that I say unto you, you must be born again. That's the second thing you have to do. That's the second thing you do. You first must worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, and then you must be born again. You can't come to God on your own. Jesus said, no man can come unto me except the Father, which hath sent me do what? Draw him. It has to be a drawing of the Holy Spirit. You don't see it, but you can feel it. Woe be unto them that have gone the way of Cain. And the way of Cain is not believing God's word as to the way he should be worshipped. And the Lord's going to get those that are going to worship him in spirit and in truth. I'm going to tell you again. I said the Lord is going to have a believer that is going to worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
So what did he tell him, Kevin?
The 10th and 11th verse here together, it says, you are a respected Jewish teacher, and yet you don't understand these things. I am telling you what I know and have seen, and yet you won't believe me. But if you don't even believe me when I tell you about such things as these that happen here among men, how can you possibly believe if I tell you what is going on in heaven. For only I, the Messiah, in the 13th verse, have come to earth and will return to heaven again.
And then he said in the 14th verse, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must. There's another must, the Son of Man be lifted up. So there's three things you must do to worship the Lord and not go in the way of Cain. You must be born again. You must lift up Jesus, and you must worship him in spirit and the truth.
Amen.
You see, there's a lot of people, Paul says, they have zeal. But zeal is not going to get it done. Sincerity does not help you unless you sincerely believe in what God has said. People say, oh, well, they're sincere. Sincerity is not going to get you into heaven. You've got to sincerely believe in what God has said in his word. Cain didn't sincerely believe in what God had said in his word. And the Lord said, if you do what is right, if he was sincere, he offered up a sacrifice. Folks said, oh, but they're sincere. You can be sincere and go to hell. Woe be unto them that have gone the way of Cain. Woe be unto them that are following the ways of Cain. You see, Cain had his opportunity because the Lord said, if you do what's right. Paul tells us in 2 Timothy 1:13, he says, what I did was out of ignorance. God will forgive an ignorant man, but he won't forgive a stupid man. There's a difference between ignorance and stupidity. There's a lot of people that claim to be wise and they're stupid. Paul said the things I was doing was in ignorance. What does that say in 1 Timothy 1:13, Kevin?
It says, even though I used to scoff.
I used to scoff. I used to be a scoffer. You see, the difference between Cain and Paul was, Cain got God's word. God said, if you'll do what's right,
amen,
you'll be blessed the same way your brother is blessed. But listen to what Paul says.
Even though I used to scoff.
I used to scoff. Go ahead.
At the name of Christ. And I hunted down his people, harming them in every way I could. But God had mercy on me because I didn't know what I was doing.
He didn't know what he was doing.
Amen.
Hello? What he was doing was out of ignorance. But when he met Jesus on the road to Damascus, I said, are you there, church? God will come to an ignorant person, but he won't come to a stupid person. I know a lot of people claim to be wise, but they're stupid. He said, I did it in ignorance. But on the road to Damascus, he said, this is what I was taught by man. You see, God himself spoke to Cain.
That's right.
But with Paul, he was taught by man. But he said, when I came to the knowledge of truth on the road to Damascus, God had mercy on me. What happened, Kevin, in Acts the 8th chapter? On the road to Damascus, let's see about the light. I told you the Lord is the light. He comes in a split second quicker than you can blink your eyes. I said, the Lord is the light. The Lord can give you understanding that quick. I don't care how many years you've been in ignorance, you've been taught to by man. I said, when the Spirit of God, when you start worshiping the Lord in spirit and the truth, you'll get understanding that quick. You don't have to go to church for 50 years to learn. I know a lot of people have been to church 50 years and they're still stupid. Lisa, get up here, get the dictionary, get stupid and ignorant. Amen. Folks look at us, they say, oh, they're stupid. No, we're not stupid. Amen. We've come to the light. I said, we've been born again. And Jesus said, you must be born again. There's three things. That's all you got to know. Three things. Must be born again. Must lift up Jesus. And you must worship him in spirit and in truth. If you do those three things, you'll get into the kingdom. And they put all kind of laws and everything that you have to do. He said, you must be born again. You must lift him up and you must worship him in spirit and truth. What does it say in Acts the 8th chapter, Kevin? Now Paul in his ignorance, taught by man, man will keep you ignorant. Paul by no means was stupid. He was a wise man, but he was ignorant to the things of the Lord by what he was taught. But by no means was he stupid. You can help an ignorant man, but you can't help a stupid man. That's the problem with the church. They become brain dead. You know what happens when someone becomes brain dead? They put them on a respirator. Keeps them alive. That's the church. They've been plugged into a respirator. Come on. Go through the same old ritual. I see a lot of brain dead folks that come to church plugged into a respirator.
Life support.
You might as well pull the plug. Life support system, whatever you want to call it. You might as well pull the plug. I said, they're just existing. I said, but there's no life there. When the brain is dead, honey, there is no life. Amen. Some people think that when you accept the Lord, your brain goes dead. No, God gives you a new mind. It says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your what? Your mind. Everybody say, mine.
Mine.
Mine. Mine. Be not conformed to this world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your what? Mind. I got a new mind. You say, how'd you do that? I lost mine. If you say, Prophet lost his mind, you better believe it. I've lost my mind. Folks say, oh, they go to church, they lost their mind. That's right, we've lost our mind and we got a new mind. We're not conformed to this world. We don't have to find the formula of the unseen force that is controlling the universe. They said there has to be a mathematical formula, and we're going to find it. Intellects.
Can I say something now?
Sure.
A couple months ago, I read an article, and the scientists were amazed because in the natural, they think the universe, it should be decaying, but the universe is actually growing and expanding. It keeps growing, and they don't understand why.
They say there's an unseen force. There's something they ain't tapped into yet. There's some kind of atom. There's something, you know, like you split the atom. There's that unseen force, but we're going to find the formula, folks. We're going to give you the answer. Just hold on. We'll get it for you. What happened on the road to Damascus?
In Acts 9 or 8?
Well, let's go. Where are we? Acts 8, 9, where are you?
Well, 9 is with Damascus.
What's 8?
I want you to. Where he was in complete agreement with the killing of
Stephen. Yeah, I want that too. That's why I said that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Acts 8:1. Paul was in complete agreement with the killing of Stephen.
He was in complete agreement. You see, he did it in ignorance. God will forgive an ignorant man. Go ahead.
And a great wave of persecution of the believers began that day, sweeping over the church in Jerusalem, and everyone except the apostles fled into Judea and Samaria. But some godly Jews came and with great sorrow buried Stephen. Paul was like a wild man.
Uh-oh. Ignorance will make you wild. Hello? I said ignorance will make you wild. You don't know what to believe. What should I believe in? You're so confused. Your mind is going, but you can't get it together. But when you meet up with Jesus, hallelujah, you won't be conformed to this world anymore, but you'll be transformed. You'll have peace in your mind, and you'll have peace in your heart. That's the problem with a lot of people. Your brain is working overtime. And how many know when your brain works overtime, you're going to get tired? Be not wise in thine own eyes. Amen. Brain is working overtime, trying to be wise in their own eyes. We are going to figure it all out, how we're going to worship the Lord. We got the formula, and it says, woe be unto them that have gone the ways of Cain. They've got the truth, but they don't want to believe what God has said in his word. So what does it say, Kevin?
Paul was like a wild man, going everywhere to devastate the believers, even entering private homes and dragging out men and women alike and jailing them. But the believers who had fled Jerusalem went everywhere, preaching the good news about Jesus.
I got news for you, church. You see, the reason why there's no revival, because you're not being persecuted.
That's right.
But it's on the way.
Yes, it is.
They just bombed the church in Indiana. Mm-hmm. Devil don't want churches. He wants that. He'd like to see every church done away with. He'd like to be the author of confusion. Satan is the author of confusion. They don't want a church because we're two or three gathered in my name. The Lord's there. When you come together and you gather together, two or three gathered in my name, he said, I am there. The devil don't want you to have the blessings. He'd like to bomb every church, whether he could bomb it physically or some seducing spirits enter in to keep people from the truth. Devil don't want to see you come to church on Tuesday morning. He don't want to see you come Wednesday or Friday or on Sunday. He don't want you here. But when persecution comes, see, right now folks are having it easy. But what happened when persecution came, Kevin?
It spread the gospel. Everyone fled.
You know what spreads the gospel, folks? Oh, miracles spread the gospel. No miracles, just show us another one. Can we have another miracle, Lord? Yes, let's go to the miracle service. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Did it say miracles spread the word, Kevin? What spread the word?
Persecution.
What spreads the word?
Persecution.
What spreads the word?
Persecution.
Persecution. When people are in need, that's when revival comes. When people need a loaf of bread. When people need shoes for their feet. When the hard times come. That's what spreads revival. Persecution spreads the word. I'm just going to tell you the way it is. Amen. Right now, folks have it easy. But spiritually, nobody cries out. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after God's righteousness, for they shall be filled. If we covet spiritual things, I said God will give you temporal things. If you put God first, he said all of these other things will be added unto you.